Hello and welcome to my first ever podcast. This is the first episode on my TikTok tea. It's going to be quite short because we have only two topics that we're going to be talking on today. The first topic, as you know, before we start talking about topics, hopefully you guys can please follow me on Spotify and share the podcast around, because I really want to get big. I really appreciate if you guys could do that for me. So the first topic, if you don't know him, he was on Stranger Things. He has social media. He's actually, if you have social media, you probably know who he is. His name is Noah Schnapp. So if you don't know, in the past, Noah Schnapp has given money to Peaches. I'm Lovely Peaches. I don't really know why, but he can do what he wants. And also, he backed Lil Hoodie when he said the N-word. I don't know. But there has been a video going around that, you know the song, Big Ups My N-Word, Big Ups My N-Word, that one. People are saying that he said it. It looked like he said it. Looked like he said it in the video. But on his story, he said that he said neighbor instead of the N-word. I don't know if he said neighbor or the N-word. It did look like he said the N-word, but do you guys believe him or do you guys think he's lying just to not get hate? I don't know. So I wasn't there. It's not on me to say, but it looks like he said the N-word, but I don't think he would say it, but I don't know. Anyway, the second topic, if you don't know him, his name is Bryce Hall. He's basically one of the biggest TikTok stars on the platform at the moment. He is quite problematic, as people say. He likes to throw parties in the middle of a global pandemic for some reason. But a lot of TikTokers have done that. But Bryce Hall's one was just, like, too big. Like, the cops had to come. Like, I don't know what he was thinking. So, yeah, if you didn't know, Bryce Hall has been throwing parties in the middle of a global pandemic. So, I don't know what he's thinking of that. But because he did that, people were saying, if you look at his TikTok comments, everybody's saying, oh, fly high, RIP, fly high, RIP, like, you know what I mean. Like, he's dead, basically. But obviously, it's a joke, and... But he tested negative for the coronavirus, and people thought they hated him because they kept saying fly high, but everyone was just joking. But still, you shouldn't be throwing parties in the middle of a global pandemic, should you? And now people are saying that he said the F slur, which is not good. You shouldn't be saying that. Literally, why are you saying the F slur? If he did say it, why are you saying it? If you didn't say it, then fair enough, you didn't say it. But still... He's one of the most problematic TikTokers ever. Like, I still don't know how he has so much hype and so many followers when he does something that people can hate on him every single week. Sometimes he's good, but, like, sometimes he just is just... How do people forgive him? I don't understand, but... Anyway, if you like the podcast, please follow me on Spotify and share it around. That's the end of this podcast, but come back for when more TikTok tea and more drama. And, yeah, come back for the next episode.